This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
There are two important things that happen to us when we begin to feed on the Word of God. One, we begin to experience growth. The Bible says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby." I remember when our son Randy was born, and we brought him home from the hospital. It was Thanksgiving Day, and we had about 27 people over for dinner. Randy was completely oblivious. He was sound asleep. For the next few months, that's about all he did, sleep and eat. He couldn't walk, talk, do anything much except eat, and he began to grow. Today I have a tough time with Randy when we arm wrestle. We grow when we feed on the Word of God. Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." The Bible says, "Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." Paul said, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up." The second thing that happens is that we begin to experience a cleansing of our lives. Jesus said, "Now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." Recently I was speaking to a group of college students, and I asked them if they had any problems with their thought life. They said yes, they did. When I asked them what they did about it to get victory over evil thoughts, they didn't have a good answer. There are two things you can do. One works and the other doesn't. One is to try to suppress these thoughts. This doesn't work. It's like having a balloon in a bathtub. You push it down and it pops right back up. Suppressing doesn't work. The thing that does work is substitution. Replace the thought with the Word of God. John 17:17, Jesus prays, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Paul said that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. I remember a young college senior at an Eastern university. He received Christ into his life after we shared the gospel in his fraternity. A few months later, we were meeting for prayer, and he said, "Leroy, I'm a Christian now, and many things have happened in my life since I came to Christ. But I find there are still some things that are hanging on from the old life. What can I do?" What would you have told him? I shared this verse. "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." The Word of God has a powerful cleansing effect upon our lives. Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, used to teach us, "God's word will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from God's word." May God bless you as you experience the growth and cleansing that comes from having God's word in your life.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and offer insights on living a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.